Blues fans, and welcome to the Weekend Update, brought to you by Yarra Valley Country Club. The Game Changers are heading to Adelaide while the boys prepare for their second JLT appearance. It's been a rollercoaster of a week for Carlton fans, with a dramatic loss for the women at Witten Oval, followed by a spectacular win for the boys last night here at Icon Park. We'll start with AFLW.
It's been a pretty big disappointment. The message at the moment is just to stay unified. There's a hell of a lot of the season left to go, and certainly never want to repeat that sort of effort again. So, you know, there's lessons to be learnt tonight, and there's improvement to come, and we know that's in us.
That was Vice Captain Lauren Arnell on Friday night's game. It was an uphill battle for the Game Changers, with the Bulldogs unstoppable in their home territory. After entering the second half scoreless, Arnell snapped through two goals for the Blues. Unfortunately for Carlton, the Bulldogs ran away in what was the largest winning score in AFLW history. I spoke with Blues defender Alison Downey this week about how the girls will rectify the loss.
We know what we can do. We didn't produce that on Friday night, so we drilled those little things this week at training. So that's what we're going to take into Adelaide, is what we know we can do. We've produced it in the first 2 weeks, particularly against GWS. So we'll go back to what we're good at and what we know we can do, and get right.
Coach Damien Keeping was also focused on the week ahead when he spoke to Carlton Media during the week.
The playing group has really owned the performance and understand. We've done some work to really understand what we need to put in place going into Adelaide, going into this week. They're excited about that opportunity. It wasn't a great result for us over there last year. So we've got that in the back of our mind, and we're really clear on what we need to take over to Norwood Oval.
The last time the Blues faced the Crows, it was a narrow 3-point loss for the Game Changers. The clash will unfold at Norwood Oval this Saturday from 6:40pm local time. On to the boys now, who served up their best here at Icon Park last night. During the week, we heard from Lockie Plowman about what he would bring to JLT round one.
Obviously, just coming up against opposition that you haven't played against in a while, so if we can just play within the team strategy or do what's been a focus for the pre-season, that's really what I'm looking forward to doing. Just, yeah, hopefully play some good footy and take some form out of the JLT into round one, hopefully.
Ed Curnow played in the Navy Blue for the first time since round 14 last year, when he was sidelined with a throat injury. He spoke to Carlton Media about his focus in the lead-up to JLT.
This pre-season, it's been about making sure that my larynx has healed up well, so I'm ready to go. And then making sure I really work on my strengths as a footballer. So that for me is always make sure I'm in a contested situation with my opponent so that I can tackle or have the opportunity to win the ball, because that's what keeps me in the game, the physical side of things. And then just to make sure that my running and my patterns in terms of to be able to outnumber at contests, you know, is really strong, because that's my strength, is to be able to run and gut run. So I want to make sure I'm getting to contests that other players can't get to. And so they're the two things I focus on. And, you know, if I can't do those two things, I'm not really of much value to the team. So that's where I really want to nail and get that right. And then I feel like that's the best way I can help Carlton win games on the weekend.
Both Plowman and Curnow made big impacts last night. The Blues got ahead of the Saints early and stayed in control throughout the game to finish 19 points up. Caleb Marchbank was one to watch on the night, managing 25 disposals and 17 uncontested possessions. He spoke with Carlton Media following the game.
As you could see tonight, our transition from D50 to forward 50 was quick. We had a lot of overlap running and it was exciting. So it was good to see what we've been working on in pre-season come out in the game.
Assistant coach David Teague spoke to media after the match about his feelings on Carlton's performance.
Oh, it was a good start. Yeah, it was. We saw some of the things we've been working on. Obviously, the next layer of our plan was probably to add a little bit of offence to the game. And today we saw a little bit of that. Still got a bit of work to go with the finish and the execution. So still a work in progress. But I think our fans and supporters should be excited from what they saw out there tonight.
The impressive win has left the Carlton faithful hungry for more. But no one will be hungrier for another win than the boys themselves, who will take on the Hawks in Tasmania next Saturday from 7:05pm Eastern Daylight Time. That's all for now. I'll be back next week to keep you updated on everything Carlton.